Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Here tonight is Ian
Beagle Mountaineer.
The Reverend Captain Kickass is also here.
Captain, you told me something before the show about Los Angeles possibly bringing back mass
mandates.
Really?
Shocking.
At the end of 2022, people are still doing this. And I do still see people with, I saw some lady wearing a mask in this neighborhood just the other day, getting out of her car, walking up to somebody's house, wearing a mask.
I'm happy to say I went to a heavy metal concert last night.
And?
About a half hour away from here.
No masks?
And I saw exactly two people with masks on. They were a couple.
Okay.
Right, so, you know, dude and a chick. You know, obviously came together holding hands and that kind of stuff, you know. And I'm like, you're at a metal show, like,
wow.
You know, complete with a bona fide mosh pit. I mean, and, you know, while we're on that subject, maybe we could talk about it later on Beard Talk Live, but I just want to say that.
You talk about metal, it's fine.
I just want to say that when it comes to voluntary interactions, some people have brought up the argument of what do you do about the potential for male violence, right? Because males as a species are kind of aggressive.
Mm-hmm. Well, humans are all aggressive. Males are physically aggressive.
That's what
females
I'm saying.
Females are socially
aggressive.
Whoa,
hold on. There's actually more women female-on-male violence than there is male-on-female violence out there. It just doesn't get reported.
So here's the
I can buy that actually. Yep. But so like how do you like without the ability for like you know young men full of piss and vinegar to go to war, right? How do you deal with you know this sort of like this teenage, this angst, this energy that kids have? Voluntary violence. Like I'm serious when I say this. Like the mosh pit is one of the only things I can think of where violence is completely voluntary. Right,
you
opt to go into the mosh pit. You know what you're getting into when you go into
same
it.
Same thing with boxing rings and kickboxing.
There were females in this mosh pit last night, and this is becoming less and less uncommon.
Really?
It used to be back in the 80s.
All men.
Like, it's a brat fest, and, like, you know, there's no chicks at a metal show at all. Now there's, like, you know, 30%, you know, we'll say 25%.
They were pretty frequent at punk shows.
Mm. Punk rock, of course, played into that, and especially with thrash metal, which is the crossover between heavy metal and punk rock.
Do punk rock shows have mosh pits?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. No, they have slam dancing.
Okay, what's the
whatever.
Difference?
We always called it a mosh pit.
It's commonly known as mosh pit, yeah.
Yeah. We always called it the mosh pit. It was pretty frequent that you'd end up getting, like, the blender churn thing where, like, you end up going in a circle and just beating the crap out of each other.
That's the mosh pit. You're, like, throwing arms and you're kind of doing this weird sort of dance-like kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so voluntary violence is what I'm saying. Like, this is a socially acceptable norm within the subculture known as heavy metal, right? And so here's a lesson. There are ways for people to get that sort of feeling out of them in a voluntary way.
Sure.
Right? And I'm not just saying everybody needs to go mosh if you're feeling this way. There are other ways to do it, you know, and there's probably ways that humankind hasn't even invented yet because, well, we've got these things called governments where people who have these tendencies can go and act out their fantasies.
The difference, though, I think, is people who would join the military or the police use violence. These are people who lust over power. These are people who want to use power over others. And that's different than somebody that just wants to take out some aggression and mosh with other people.
This is how they're directed, right? I mean, if you look at what the military is, it's literally slave training. Right, they break you down and build you back up, right? So it's complete indoctrination. It's worse than public schooling, right? Because what they have to do is they have to brainwash you to be an order follower, to no longer question authority in any way, shape, or form.
And brainwash you to be able to kill another human being, because not everyone who joins the military is a psychopath, right?
Right.
People who join because they want to get their power paid
for. They are in the business of creating psychopaths.
Mm-hmm.
right? So not everybody who joins the military is there because, you know, they lust for power.
No,
and that
not
kind
everyone.
Of
no, but they do exist.
But they do exist. But what I'm saying is people who join the military are trained in how to be that way.
Right.
Some people don't take to it. Some people do, right? And those are the ones that get promoted and, you know, go out in the field.
And the ones
and,
that
know,
don't take to it are haunted for the rest of their lives by the things that they
or,
do.
Or kicked out.
Or kill themselves.
Yeah. So... But my point is that there are ways of dealing with this natural, because human beings are barely just not apes. To say that we don't have aggression would be ignoring a fundamental tenet of being a human.
Mm-hmm.
Human beings are aggressive. Now, how are you going to exercise that aggression? All we need to do, of course, is educate people to point it in a direction that's a voluntary way instead of an involuntary way.
Yeah, I like that.
So. Yeah, I was just going to point out that was one of the biggest problems that they really highlighted in Vietnam, because they shortened their basic training program. Mm-hmm. It was like, oh, no, we got to get these kids out there as fast as possible. Yeah. And, okay, well, here's the thing. If you don't turn them into psychopaths, like, as soon as they see the enemy charging, they know that they can't not shoot at the enemy. Like, that will cause them all sorts of problems. But they don't want to kill people.
Mm-hmm.
But
that's
humans
like a natural
generally
human
do not want to kill each other.
And to that extent, watching the mosh pit, now I didn't participate because I'm too old for that crap now. I wanted to. There was a minute where I'm like, no, I'm not going to. I'd probably be dead or injured or something if I joined the mosh pit. But to that extent, like... The unwritten rules of the mosh pit that I saw play out in front of me last night were, you know, if somebody trips over another guy or gets knocked down or something, like everybody stops and like turns around and picks that guy up and gets him back in the circle going. And like, so there was a bit of a nobility to the violence in that respect.
Yeah, that was one of the things I always adored about it, is that the energy that people would expend, just all of their energy to knock you over, and then a split second later, they're going to put just as much energy into picking you back up.
Yep, seen it.
It's amazing. It's beautiful.
So, anyway. Yeah. L.A. County, this is from New York Post, no segue.
That's okay.
L.A. County set to reinstate indoor mask mandate as COVID surges. This is from December 2nd at 11:54 a.m.
I'm getting segue whiplash here.
Here we go again. Los Angeles County is set to reinstate indoor mask mandates as local COVID-19 infections and related hospital admissions continue to surge. There is this common line of thinking that the pandemic is over and COVID is no longer of concern, but these numbers...
It never was of concern, by the way. It was only, if it was killing anyone, it was only killing the most vulnerable, the most sick, the most elderly and sick, the most overweight, the most effed up people were the ones that were succumbing to COVID.
Yeah, you gotta love that phrasing where it's the same kind of trick where they're like, oh, well, see, COVID caused this thing, and it's like, no, it didn't. Your response, which was insane and evil, by the way, caused all of these problems, but they act as if, oh, well, the disease itself necessitated that was
no,
the only, oh, no other way.
But these numbers clearly demonstrate that COVID is still with us. Said
what numbers?
Public health.
They didn't even give us the numbers.
Barbara Fair at a press conference
on Thursday.
They just said
there's a surge.
The county now averages more than 2,700 new COVID infections per day, up 180% since November 1st. Virus-related hospital admissions are now at 192 per day, a 200% increase from the same date, she said.
So this is the county, not just the city of
Los Angeles County. Right.
Okay.
Well, it turns out when you remove the distinctive features of this particular virus from your way of identifying it, all sorts of people have it.
Yes. Well, what was it, 2,100 per day in Los Angeles County?
More than 2,700 new COVID infections per day, up 180%. Virus-related hospital are now at 192 per day, a 200% increase from the same date, she said. Los Angeles County's weekly rate of new cases also rose 185 per 100,000 residents, which boosted the county from low activity to medium as per CDC guidelines. Medium risk level only makes masking strongly recommended.
Okay, so it's not a mandate. It's a strong recommendation.
But Farrah warns that the county is on track to move to high viral level by next week, which would prompt an indoor mask mandate.
By the way, 2,700 out of 9.83 million people is 0.00027, so 2.7% of 1%.
Also, remember last year and the year before when, like, the flu went away? What season is it?
It's flu season.
Oh, yeah. Weird. An increase in viral infections during the flu season.
Yeah.
I wonder if anyone's going to get the flu in California.
Notice they didn't say how many people were dying of this.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live, and phones are open, and you can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. 360 Live Saturday Show. And the number again, 603-283-6160. Coming up a little bit later on tonight, Beer Talk Live is back. Is it episode 15, guys?
16.
All right, I lost track.
It's all right.
I lost track.
That's why I numbered them instead of dating them, so that I could remember from week to week.
I'm glad you're remembering. That's good. Beer Talk Live. By the way, you guys, I checked the downloads. You guys are doing better than Free Talk Live.
What?
Yep.
No way.
It's a fact.
Dude.
Yeah.
My flubber is guessed.
You guys are hitting like 2,000 downloads per show.
Nice.
Yeah.
Obey the beard.
Pretty consistently.
Obey the beard.
So check them out later tonight. Of course, you know, live streaming, not everybody can tune into that, but if you're subscribed to the Free Talk Live podcast, and you can do that over at feeds.freetalklive.com, you get the full episode of Beer Talk Live.
Phones will be open.
Later on. But if you want to listen live or watch it live tonight, then you do need to tune in via our live video streaming services. The prime one that we prefer that you use is Odyssey, though we are on several others. You can go to video.freetalklive.com, subscribe to our Odyssey channel there, and you can find the stream directly at watch.freetalklive.com when it's time, which will be 10:30 Eastern or thereabouts here tonight. And let's see here. In other news, we were just talking about mask mandates. I've had this story for a few weeks now, and I don't think we ever had a chance to get to it. So apparently Los Angeles is on the cusp of bringing back a mask mandate. They are now at a quote-unquote strong recommendation in Los Angeles County, and they're
per the CDC guidelines.
Whatever, yeah. They may go back to a full-on mandate here very, very soon because of increasing cases. No supposed increasing deaths, by the way. If there were deaths, they would have been telling us about how all these people are dying.
Isn't it
that's
weird?
That's not happening.
Isn't it weird that, you know, when the COVID thing was kicking off, all we saw was the death meter on, like, television,
right.
and the internet,
every day,
everywhere. And now that people are dying from suddenly, right, there's no death meter anymore.
Nope.
They don't care about anybody dying from that.
You got more people who are dying because they're, or, well, we don't know if it's because of the vaccine, right? But people who are vaccinated are dying at a higher rate than people who are unvaccinated.
Right.
It has been a bit of a white pill that the boostering is down to 10%.
Ooh, really?
Yeah.
In the United States?
Yeah, in the United States.
I did not know
only
that.
Only 10% are fully boosted.
Fully boosted.
Well,
yeah,
and how many is that?
Five?
Hmm?
How many? Yeah, what is fully boosted?
Yeah, what is fully boosted these
track.
Days? Is it like, because it used to be three, and then it was, I think it was four, and is it five now? I don't really even know.
Good question. How many people cut off at two? How many people cut off at three? Is there a chart somewhere that we could, you know,
that
look at?
There'd be a chart somewhere.
Yeah, I'd be curious
about
that.
I don't have it on
hand. We haven't been following the COVID thing.
This is such a visual medium.
Yeah, well, we haven't been following the COVID thing very closely because there hasn't been much to talk about with it. Thank goodness. Most of us are tired of it. But there is a story that I had recently, and it is that the Supreme Court, at the end of October, has let stand a ruling that said the Transportation Security Administration could require airline passengers to wear masks during the height of the pandemic, keeping in place a precedent issued by a key federal appeals court. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit said the TSA has so-called authority to maintain security and safety during national emergencies.
Wait, read the part about could. Could what? Could mandate masks?
They can require airline passengers to wear masks during the so-called pandemic. They scrapped their mask mandate in April after a federal judge in a different case said the requirement exceeded the agency's power, but now you've got the U.S. Supreme Court weighing in and saying, no, you could do
so
that.
So this TSA. Is the TSA mandating you wear a mask, what, while at the airport standing in line waiting for them to harass you?
I don't know if they have jurisdiction over the actual planes themselves.
Right, that was my question. Like, could the airlines be like, yeah, screw that, we don't care? Like, the word could implies
they
don't
have
to.
I think the FAA had mandated it previously, so I think that would have that did require the airlines. Yeah. So I don't think TSA, I could be wrong about this, but I don't think TSA gets to tell the airlines what to do.
Yeah, I just heard the word could, and I'm like, wait, so it's optional? They don't have to?
No. Well, no, what it means is they were told by the U.S. Supreme Court that they have the so-called power
have the authority.
To
You've
mandate
the
passengers
right.
to wear things, wear masks. The Supreme Court orders a defeat for Jonathan Corbett, who's a California lawyer and self-described frequent flyer who sued to challenge the mask mandate. He asked the Supreme Court to take up his appeal or declare the case legally moot and wipe away the D.C. Circuit opinion so it couldn't serve as a precedent. But instead, the DC, the Supreme Court backed up the TSA. So for those of you who are wondering, it sounded like for a while there that that was going to get overturned. But no, the Supreme Court backed up the supposed conservative Supreme Court, right? The Trump Supreme Court that's going to save us all from tyranny.
Which there just, again, goes to prove that direct action is far better than you know, trying to infiltrate the system from the inside and turn it into something it ain't.
Speaking of the TSA, breaking news as of the last 13 hours, the TSA now wants to scan your face. You guys heard about this one?
No. It begins.
You knew it was coming, right?
Like, oh, yeah. Coming, right? I mean, I'm sorry to beat a dead horse on this one, but the ability to spend will be in your hand or your forehead. Mm. So to me, I'm like, oh, so it's going to be like fingerprint identification, and they're going to scan your face.
Well, they were already doing this, by the way. It wasn't the TSA. It was Customs and Border Patrol. And I learned about this when I, you know, finally left the country to go to Mexico for an Acapulco.
Right, right.
When you come back, they've got these kiosks, and they want to scan your face in order to let you back into the country. And they print out a picture of who you are on the little pass that they you then take to the bureaucrat, and then they look at all your papers. And
I'm going to have to call up some of my friends that are into, like, we'll call them... real special effects, non-CGI.
Okay, practical.
Practical, yeah, thank you. That's, that's what I was looking for. So I'm old, and so some of my friends are old, and you know, they went about getting themselves involved with practical special effects. So they'll do, you know, guar type stuff, right? Rubber.
Makeup.
Right? Makeup. Yeah. You know, they'll do like rubber prosthetics and that kind of thing, and they'll, you know, use spirit glue, and like, you know, they can change the shape of somebody's face pretty easily.
Oh,
it's
you
pretty
can do
realistic.
Remarkable stuff with
it's
that.
Pretty
I used
realistic
to work
stuff.
In a haunted house, and we got like a really good makeup person there, and it's like, whoa!
Yeah. So you just kind of resemble whatever ID you present them, and then they scan your fake face. I mean, you know, there's ways around this stuff. But you shouldn't have to do these things. You should not have to go to these lengths to be a free man.
Well, do you want my face or not? Pick a lane, guys. Am I supposed to put a mask over it, or do you have to have access to it?
Right.
I mean, can I just be like, I'm sorry, the TSA has instructed me that I have to wear this. Well, I need to see your face for your passport. I can't violate the TSA. Are you instructing me to violate?
During COVID, the TSA wanted you to pull the mask down at the little checkpoint thing so they could see your face and match it to the ID. But now they've been quietly testing controversial facial recognition technology, according to the Washington Post, for passenger screening at 16 domestic airports in the U.S. from Washington to Los Angeles, and they hope to expand it across the United States.
They hope to expand it across the entire universe.
Yeah, they've been implementing this stuff in the British school system for a little while now. Like in order
facial
to,
recognition
yeah, so like in order to pay for your school lunch, they will scan your face.
Wow. They had thumbprints not long after I was in school. I mean, this has been coming.
Oh, wow.
Statism. Yeah. In your face.
Yeah. And they're training the kids, too, right? Like, doing it in elementary school trains the kids that this is going to be part of your life for the rest of your life, paying with your face. The number here is 603-283-6160. We'll talk a little bit more about this.
What is going to look like with that?
Do you have any other options? Is there another way to get through the TSA? You know, like, how you can opt out of the scanner thing, then they give you a pat-down?
Be rich enough for a private flight?
That's one way, but most people can't do that. So what, if any...
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You
USA Radio News.
Russian officials say that the countries that supported a $60 cap on a barrel of their oil may not see a drop of it in the future. They're reacting to a decision by Western supporters of Ukraine, which includes the United States, on what they would pay for crude from the Kremlin. President Biden says he knows that an agreement with rail workers forced upon them by him and Congress does not have the sick pay that they wanted, but he insists that the fight is not over for that. Workers in four unions that deal with heavy freight, workers in four unions that deal with freight rail were blocked from striking after the president signed a resolution. Iranian state television says there will be a new nuclear power plant in the southwestern part of their country. The announcement comes amid tensions between Washington and Tehran. Indiana's near total ban on abortion is blocked by a second state judge following a lawsuit. The U.S. is out of the World Cup, falling to the Netherlands 3-1. This is USA Radio News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at gcnfreecbd.com. That's gcnfreecbd.com. Again, gcnfreecbd.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join the show here. You can bring up whatever you want. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here tonight, it's Ian.
Speechless Mountaineer.
And the Captain.
Join us online anytime you want. Just head over to freetalklive.com. We actually have a TikTok channel for those of you that are into the TikTok. A lot of people
are.
We have
a TikTok channel?
A lot of people are, yeah. Aria just put up a video and it got banned within like 24 hours on TikTok. So I don't think we've got it. I don't think we're long for the TikTok world as far as the Pre-Talk Live channel.
Of course it got banned.
Are you suggesting that China is not in favor of our anti-authoritarian, anti-government stances?
In this case, it wasn't even that. It was just us arguing with Conan over drag shows.
The Conan bit got banned?
Yeah, the Conan bit got banned from TikTok.
Oh, man, that's a hilarious bit, by the way. Yeah. I really enjoyed watching that. Conan is a...
It was fun.
If nothing more, he is a fervent speaker.
Yeah, he's very passionate.
He's got energy.
Very passionate. But you can check it out at tiktok.freetalklive.com. That should take you there. And follow the channel while it lasts. I don't know how often we're going to be posting to it, but it is there for those of you that care about that. So we're talking about your facial recognition freedoms, or lack thereof, at airports. The TSA is looking to roll out across the United States a program they've been testing at 16 domestic airports
I thought they were just doing this in like California or something.
Nope, 16 major domestic airports.
Wait, this implies that there are feral airports.
Okay, so I am absolutely going to start wearing makeup of a particular variety.
Really?
If I go to the the airport.
In mind.
Oh, so there's specific ways that you basically make your face an asymmetrical thing by putting like a triangle here on this side and three dots over on this side and things like that.
That's interesting.
They can't recognize it as
the systems
face.
Cannot deal with it.
Right. There was a superhero movie where they had a character who wore this sort of face covering latex thing hood, and like the shape on the face just constantly changed all the time. Well, now they make those. Like, you can buy a hood that, like...
Oh, Rorschach,
fits.
You mean.
Rorschach, yeah. That fits over your face.
Oh,
and
God,
the image on the face constantly changes so that if you're getting hit by a facial recognition scanner, it can't deal with it. It doesn't know what to do.
What is it made out of?
It's just a hood that's like... it's skin-tight spandex, I think, is what it's made out of. And then it's got some sort of a thing in it. Do you remember Genera Hypercolor? Used to be these T-shirts you'd put on, and they would change color with your body heat.
That
so if you like
awesome.
Worked
like
out, it would change.
T-shirt. That's cool.
Well, imagine now a face hoodie that fits over your face, covers your entire face, but the face itself, there's shapes on it that look like Rorschach tests. They're these random images. They change the entire time you wear it.
And it's not computerized. It's like based on heat.
I don't know for
you
a
find
fact.
This for me, Kevin. I'm fascinated by this. I want to see this.
You go to a magic rectangle.
Yeah,
too.
Very curious about it. Meanwhile, according to the Washington Post, these airports have been experimenting with biometric technology for years. They mentioned the Customs and Border Patrol has been using facial recognition or scans, or at the very least taking a picture for database purposes, obviously, of people that are coming back into the country. The system is for general passenger security screening, they say. You step up to the travel document checker kiosk and stick your ID into a machine. Then you look into a camera for up to 5 seconds, and the machine compares your live photo to the one it sees on your ID. They call this a one-to-one verification system, comparing one face to one ID. Even though the software is judging if you're an imposter, there's still a human agent there to make the final call, at least for now. So this is that area where, you know, you go up to the, you're heading towards the TSA security area, but before you get to that spot where you actually put your stuff on the rollers and take off the belt and all that crap, they have that person who takes your ID from you and they look at you, they look at the ID. That's what they're talking about is going to be replaced by a machine.
Well, and this is, so if you're familiar with the phrase Kafkaesque, it's just like the picture of the nightmarish bureaucracy. But the fact is that we will be doing things that would make Kafka blush. Mm-hmm. Because... And it was Jordan Peterson that pointed this out, that, okay, the bureaucrat, faceless though he may be, is at least a person. Even if their behavior is largely controlled by this system that makes absolutely no sense, that, you know, grinds you under its heel, at least it's a person making the decision.
That's going away.
Like, okay, how you gonna argue with a kiosk?
Speaking of that, the San Francisco Board of whatever they're called, the supervisors, the city council, essentially, they voted, apparently, I think the headline was 8-3, to authorize machines to kill people on behalf of the police.
That
was put forward, and they approved that. So.
Yeah, so you know the problem with police killing people? Well, that's resolved by making robots
do
it for them.
Have a robot do it. Yep, exactly. So, by the way, that's going to spread.
I found RorschachMasks.com.
Yep.
The effect is most apparent in temperatures around 70 degrees Fahrenheit or lower, as you need warm, cool air to activate the shift. I've seen some people carry around a damp sponge or napkin and subtly wipe their mask to keep it moist. It reacts to subtle breaths better in that state. Also, if you own two or more masks, you can secretly slip off and switch faces to keep the effect new for the people around you. And so these are heat-based. And they say that you can control it with your breathing, whether it's nostril breathing or mouth breathing or both. They say to practice it, but it is exactly what you think it is. They also make a disclaimer that they're not affiliated with DC Comics in any way,
right.
Even though it's RorschachMasks.com.
Like a couple hundred bucks.
The Rorschach lot does predate the character Rorschach.
True.
Which I just got to mention, I love that Alan Moore like wrote him, intending him to be like the villain that everyone hated. But by the time it got to movie, the art took control, and people love that character.
the what's the movie called again?
I can never remember the name of it.
Watchmen.
The Watchmen.
Zack Snyder, I think, was the director there. The TSA says that this new system is better at verifying IDs than the manual process, if you can believe that claim. They're so-called experts.
I don't.
Yeah.
I absolutely... Look, the human brain is the most powerful computer on the face of the earth.
For now.
So far. Now... A ridiculous part of that computer is devoted to your visual center.
Mm-hmm.
And of that, the lion's share is devoted to human faces. That's why, like, if you look at clouds or, like, a clot of dirt or what have you, you will sometimes
see
just see a face there. Like, we are geared to facial recognition.
Minor variations, they say, in appearance over time, like changing your hairstyle, will have a negligible impact on identity verification. However, the TSA hasn't actually released hard data about how often this system falsely identifies people. So you just have to take their word for it.
Mm-hmm.
It's working great. Though incorrect positive, or rather through incorrect positive or negative matches. Some of that might come to light next year when the TSA has to make its case to Department of Homeland Security to convert airports all over the United States into the facial recognition system. Now,
reminds me of the whole doesn't matter who votes, matter who counts the votes. Doesn't matter who has COVID, it matters who counts who has COVID. Doesn't matter who's recognizing or not, it matters who counts it.
They did speak to someone, thankfully, for this article, of the founder of the Surveillance Technology Oversight Project, or STOP, a man named Albert Fox Kahn. And Kahn said this, quote, "I'm worried the TSA will give a green light to technology that is more likely to falsely accuse black and brown and non-binary travelers and other groups that have historically faced more facial recognition errors," he said. I think you should just be worried that this technology exists and is being implemented at all,
right,
whether or not it's going to treat people differently.
That is actually founded on all of their facial recognition software. So far, it has had more problems
with
that. Right,
yeah. And that's been that way for a long time,
oh, yeah,
if I recall correctly. So the research shows facial recognition algorithms can be less accurate at identifying people of color. Asian and African-American people were up to 100 times more likely to be misidentified than white men, according to a study published by the National Institute of Science and Technology in 2019.
I agree with their acronym.
Stop. Indeed. But the question is, the big question here is, can you opt out? Or will you have to use this new technology in order to get on your next flight or a very, very soon flight? We'll talk about it coming up here, and we may have a special guest coming into Beard Talk Live if we're lucky, if he didn't miss his flight, and maybe we'll get to ask him if he's seen this technology yet. More coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk.
Chaebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology, a pre-recorded voice about offers, or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Phones are open, and you can join the show here. The number is 603-283-6160. You can join us online anytime over at freetalklive.com. Please enjoy the features there for free. It's freetalklive.com. Ian, Peakless Mountaineer, and Captain Kickass here in the studio. We're talking about facial recognition technology that is going to, if the TSA gets its way, going to be coming into every airport that the TSA exists in the United States. It's currently in 16 major airports in the United States. It's been in a testing phase where you give it, you put your ID in the machine, and then it takes your picture, it scans your face, it matches you to the ID, and then you get the green light and you go through to the rest of the security.
I'm in the detesting phase. I detest this whole notion.
I detest the whole airport situation, and it's been bad for a long time, ever since 9/11, basically. It got really bad.
I've only flown a handful of times since,
oh, yeah,
since then, and most of it was out of necessity.
It sucks.
You know, or at least planned necessity.
And everybody knows that it sucks, but they do it because, well, they don't have any other option. You're forced in there like rats in a cage.
growing up in the 70s, like, there was this sort of, I don't know, not nostalgia, there was a sort of aura of luxury surrounding, you know, the majesty of flight. And now when people ask, hey, what's it like to fly these days? Oh, it's the Greyhound in the sky.
Mm.
It's the shame train in the sky. That's all it is. It's a bus with wings.
Well, I don't think you have to show ID to get on Greyhound, do you?
I think you do, yeah.
Not when I did it, but it's been a minute.
Yeah, it's been 20 years since I've been on a Greyhound.
Well, same with Amtrak.
And I mean, like,
well, that's government.
That's true.
There is no chance of a body cavity search for Greyhound.
Well, I don't know. They had the, I'm trying to remember the name of it. It was a, you know, acronym type thing.
Viper team, which is part of the Department of Homeland Security, and I think might have been TSA. They were setting up checkpoints at random bus and train stations. And this was more than 10 years ago that we were reporting on this. So that can happen, but the odds of it happening are fairly low. And you do still, you do still have your rights when you're on a bus to some extent, and you can refuse. If, like, for instance, if a government goon boards a bus, like if customs or whatever stops a bus and starts asking you questions, you don't have any obligation to talk to them. From what I understand, I'm not an attorney, but that's what I've heard.
I wanted to point out that none of this technology could possibly be developed without what they call public-private partnerships. So
with corporations, with government?
Yeah. When the government on its own tries to develop technology like this, it never works. It takes forever to get the slightest bit forward.
Right.
But what they do, they will partner up with things like Google, for example, which, oh man, you should Google in China, because, wow, they are just interlaced.
It's bad.
There's always this development. It's done in the business sector so that they can siphon off vampirically some of that actual effective capacity that exists in this fraction of market.
Shame on these companies.
They can take something that was developed for awesome and use it for evil.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So this is not awesome at all. This is TSA. And I want to share the sort of the cover job that they're doing here on this story from the Washington Post. In a section that says, what about your privacy? This is what they say. When some people hear about governments using facial recognition, they rightly picture the situation in China, where broad use of the technology makes it extremely difficult for citizens to evade surveillance. Does going through airport security now mean Homeland Security has a face ID that can identify you at a protest? Well, yeah, of course it does.
Sure enough.
But here's what they say. Again, they're basically doing a puff piece here for the TSA while still acting like they're concerned for privacy. They say, the TSA says it doesn't use facial recognition for law enforcement purposes. It also says it minimizes holding on to our face data, so it isn't using the scans to build out a new national database of face IDs.
Right.
You believe them, right? I mean, they wouldn't lie to you, would they?
We want you to know that we hear your concerns. We want you to feel heard about these concerns.
At a minimum, the United States government still owns and operates what are known as server farms, which are massively collecting data from everything that you interact with on your computer, your cell phone, your tablet, what have you. Other people's think POS devices, cameras in restaurants, cameras on government streets, all that kind of stuff is being archived so that later on in your life they can pull something out of your past and be like, see what a bad person they are?
Yeah, I remember when it was either Utah or Nevada was threatening to withhold water rights from those server farms because it requires an enormous amount of water
for cooling those
machines. And if you don't have access to water, which they are not obligated to give you, then you can't have one.
So they claim they don't keep the live photo or the photo of the ID, but then they did acknowledge that there are cases in which it holds onto the data for up to 24 months, so their science and technology office can evaluate the system's effectiveness. And further, the TSA already has a plan to expand the scope of how it's using the tech. They're running a pilot of a second facial ID system at a few airports where you don't have to present your physical ID for inspection because your face is your ID.
Sometimes I feel like transhumanism is the only way to continue to fight statism, because as statism adopts technology for evil, the only way good people can get around it is to adopt technology at the personal individual level.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember when James Clapper testified in front of Congress how he wasn't spying on any American citizens, and they certainly weren't keeping any of their data or metadata. And then Snowden came out and went, well, actually, here's this prison program, and you absolutely are spying on all of them. I don't remember him going to jail for that, even though testifying fallaciously in front of Congress is a crime.
Let's not forget about things like the Stingray. Right? These are designed to be like your cell phone towers. They're sometimes put in place like a cell phone tower or in conjunction with existing cell phone towers. And what they do is they pick up all of your cell phone traffic and data, make a copy of it before it's sent on to the actual cell phone network.
Yeah, so when they claim they're not storing any of this, I trust that about as far as I can throw their server farm.
Well, so do you have to participate is really the most critical question here. If you go into an airport and you see one of these face scanning things, again, we're not talking about international travel. I don't know if there's a way to opt out of that. Maybe there is, but In the case of this, you can tell the officer that you don't want your photo taken, and they say the officer will turn off the live camera. There's supposed to be signs around informing you of that.
But this is software, and the software is going to be embedded into the cameras of every airport on planet Earth.
Taking your picture as you're walking around anyway, right?
Right.
So, honestly,
it's still worth doing, because that's the thing. Just to say no. It's always a totalitarian tiptoe. It's always boiling the frog slowly.
Yep.
So every single time where someone says, yeah, I don't want that, who puts forth the energy, they go, ooh, guess they'll actually resist that a little bit. Maybe we should go slower in this part and speed up over here.
And it does set an example for other people, whether they like it or not.
Right.
They do see you refusing, and maybe that'll encourage somebody else to also try refusing, because it can encourage people.
Just don't let them normalize this creepy behavior.
The guy from Stop does add this, and he says, quote, what we often see with these biometric programs is they are only optional in the introductory phases, and over time we see them becoming standardized and nationalized and eventually compulsory. He said further, there is no place more coercive to ask people for their consent than an airport.
Right.
And we know why that is. It's because everyone there is in a hurry, and they know they have to get through the security because the flight's waiting, and there's a time that they've got to get there by. And, yeah, you could say no, but will it slow you down, in which case you might miss your flight, so you just put up with it.
Right? TSA, the firewall of tyranny.
Yeah, and it's because it's one of the most tightly controlled markets that exists. If we had competition in this, then someone would go, yeah, I know I can get a customer base by just not doing this.
It needs to be pointed out, because we're talking about the TSA, that, the United States is pretty much the only country that has that invasive of a program.
Like the TSA?
Yeah. If you travel, like, overseas or whatever, and you, like, want to come to America, and you show up at their airport, they don't have, like, a line of security where they scan you and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, they do.
Do they? I'm told that no, they don't. Like, you can just get on an airplane, like, back in the day. You have to go through a place, like, where the rest of, you know, people just visiting the airport can't go. But it's not as invasive as the TSA.
I will say this. I'm not a world traveler or anything like that. I've really only been in the last...
Perhaps we'll have one in the studio soon.
In the last decade, I've been to Mexico and I've been to Japan once. But I would say that they're not as invasive in general, but they're pretty similar. I mean, there's...
Do they have the radiation scans?
Well, and
I don't remember.
And I think part of that was just, well, two things. One, we're a rich country. And two, people accepted it because of not. Because this terrorism was done with a plane, everyone went, okay, we will give up as many rights as us to in regards to flight.
Yeah, I remember the whole rollers and the scanners in Mexico City. I don't remember much about the Japanese airport, but they got a lot of the same stuff in a lot of places.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's not as bad. They're a little nicer to you when they give you the bend over and shut it. Out of time for tonight, but these guys are back here in a little bit, 10:30 Eastern. Join them over at watch.freetalklive.com for Beard Talk Live, and otherwise we'll see.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how did it go for Jake?
It what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.